This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim Ryan joining us now with a new study where, you know, Jim, a lot of people, they look at smoking weed and it's like, hey, man, chill out. But it turns out it might be giving you a heart attack. What's going on?
Yeah, this study has pretty convincing evidence of that. 4.6 million people were studied, or at least their medical records were studied, Brian. All of them 50 years or younger. And at the beginning of this study, all these people, these 4.6 million people, their medical records indicated they had healthy blood pressure, good cholesterol readings, no history of coronary heart disease or diabetes. They did not use tobacco. They weren't smokers of cigarettes. They were users of marijuana, some smoking it, some ingesting it other ways, gummies. They were drinking the THC, whatever they were doing. But 3 years after this start, in follow-up, the pot users were six times more likely to have had a heart attack than non-users. I mean, that's pretty damning evidence there. This all has been published this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
Wow, it is interesting, but apparently it affects the heart rhythm. Is that it?
Yes, it affects the heart muscle. And so I think people think, well, what's the risk of using marijuana? Well, it gets into your lungs. It's just like cigarette smoke without a filter. And that's true. Previous studies have talked about that, about the risk to your lungs of smoking the stuff. But this appears to focus strictly on cannabis, on what's in it, the THC, that is affecting the heart muscle and causing the kind of damage that can lead to heart attacks, Susan.
Pretty interesting. Hey, Jim, yeah. Thank you. Jim Ryan with the latest marijuana study getting a lot of attention here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.